You're listening to Retail Gets Real, brought to you by the National Retail Federation. Join us for a look inside the world's largest and most interesting industry. And now your host, Bill Thorne.
Welcome to Retail Gets Real, where we talk about the industry that impacts everyone, everywhere, every day. I'm Bill Thorne from the National Retail Federation, and I am joined once again by my friend, my colleague, and co-host, Jessica Hibbard. Hello, Jessica.
Hello, Bill. So excited to be here in Chicago recording more awesome interviews.
I know, it's a great place to be, and we have a really super guest. I'm really excited about the subject matter because it's so important to retailers, and it's right on the cutting edge of meeting consumer needs. So without any further ado, I'd like to welcome Rick Sharp, the SVP of Supply Chain and e-commerce at Steinmart. Welcome, Rick.
Thank you, Bill and Jessica. It's great to be here.
So you've been doing supply chain for some time. I know that you have seen some pretty extraordinary evolution in regard to that aspect of the business. Tell us kind of where you started, where you are, and where you're going.
Where I started over 40 years ago, a long time ago, so you know we didn't have these things called computers, and so it's certainly been quite an evolution throughout my career, and technology has been the biggest change, obviously. You know, when I was in my early days of supply chain management, we talked about the fact that, you know, we're kind of viewed as a not-so-friendly term. We were called box kickers, you know, and so we just, you know, just loaded trucks is all we did, you know, and you know, some might always say that, well, that's not rocket science in supply chain management, but today it is rocket science. It's incredible, the technology and the sophistication and complexity of it.
It's kind of the hidden story behind retail, if you want to know the truth. I mean, people don't understand everything that goes into basically running a supply chain for a retailer. And when you talk about what it used to be to what it is, I mean, when you look at the e-commerce side, where you look at distribution, setting up these lines of distribution, as it has evolved, has it grown in terms of what the resources that the company is putting behind this, given the importance of what you're trying to accomplish?
Oh, without a doubt. I'd say that 30 years ago, you would have been hard-pressed to find a vice president of supply chain at any retailer. So supply chain, logistics management, you know, kind of burst on the scenes 25 years ago. Since then, it's certainly been a, you know, fast, and today, you know, every retailer has a central supply chain function that drives a lot of change and drives a lot of value to the consumer. If you really think about it, you know, you might even say that, you know, retailing is basically just one big supply chain. It's trying to get the goods from the origin, wherever that may be in the world, into the consumer's home. And you know, there happens to be bricks and mortar stores in the middle of that many times, but today, more often than not, there may not be bricks and mortar stores. So we have to be able to satisfy the customer however they want to get the product.
So since supply chain is so hidden, I think a lot of people, even who work in retail, may not know everything that goes into it. So can you talk to us a little bit about your head of supply chain at a company like Steinmart? What types of tasks are you responsible for? Is it everything from sourcing a product to delivering and warehousing? Tell us a little bit about like the specific things that you're responsible for at Steinmart.
Sure. As far as the sourcing goes, most retailers have what they call a buying department. They're the merchants that, you know, go to market and look for product, new products, you know, that'll sell. And so they do the actual buying and sourcing. There may be some exceptions to that, but most retailers, kind of the supply chain logistics function starts when that order is placed.
Okay.
You know, so the buyer, you know, buys the product, and then from there on, it's the responsibility of the supply chain team to get it from wherever it's being bought into the store or into the customer's hands in the case of e-commerce. So to answer the second part of your question, though, what do I do? You know, what do we do every day in, day out? We have several functions within supply chain, and most supply chains are set up somewhat similarly. One function is transportation management. So you're actually dealing with all the motor carriers and railroads and even airlines in some cases to purchase the transportation service that you need to move the product from the vendor to the stores or to your distribution centers, or even to the customer's homes in the case of small package. So you're negotiating contracts, you're managing, overseeing the movement of goods every day, making sure it's on time to the stores or to your distribution center. So there's the whole transportation management function. And most major retailers today have what they call a TMS, or a transportation management system, that they use to help support that function. That's some of the technology that's I referred to earlier. So then you have another aspect. So it's kind of, if it has wheels on it, it's transportation. Then you have your distribution center management. So most retailers, again, have distribution centers across the country and in many cases around the world. So you're actually, operating and managing those facilities. Some of them may be outsourced to a third party, but you still have to provide oversight to the third party operator. Many of them are actual in-house operations with, like we have at Steinmart, with Steinmart employees running the warehouse. And there you have a warehouse management system, a WMS, which again provides the technology to support those operations.
I would think that there's a lot of challenges to a successful supply chain. And there are a lot of things that can happen that are kind of out of your control. What are some of those things that can disrupt and really create problems for a retailer?
Yeah, there's endless series of events. I talk about a lot of times, I'm managing transportation at JCPenney, and a lot of shipments coming from all over the world, into the U.S. And I'd wake up in the morning and hear about a typhoon in the Sea of China, and I just shudder because I know that I've got probably 1,000 containers that need to be moving out of China in the next few days, and that could wreak havoc with the movement of those goods. Things like the earthquake in Japan, really set supply chain on its ear for a while. And so there's natural events like that, even in the States here, railroad washouts, because of flooding. You read about it in the news and you think, oh, so what? Well, in supply chain, we're like, oh, Lord, I just lost my rail line that carries all my containers from Los Angeles to Dallas. Wow. And now what do we do?
Well, so, how do you compensate for that? I mean, is it just kind of a wait and see, or do you have something, these plans that are you just put into place?
No, we usually, those of us that have done a good job, we have contingency plans, disaster recovery plans, we call them, in place. If a warehouse would be impacted with a fire or go down, we know that this warehouse is out of business for the next month. Here's how we're going to deal with it. And so we kind of have a plan that we can allocate business to other warehouses. In the case of these transportation problems, sometimes there's more you can do than others, but the rail situation, you could use another rail line that could get around the washout, or you could go to an over-the-road shipment to, not use the rail. So there's options, and again, you normally have those, you try to think about those in advance, but you can't think of everything, quite honestly.
Sure.
Yeah, so it's, I'm sure a lot of it is kind of just on-the-spot problem-solving, trying to figure out how to solve those challenges.
Yeah, how exactly. Do y'all sleep? I would close my eyes every night and be concerned about what I'm going to wake up to.
It sounds like a lot
there's always
to keep
something.
Track of.
Well, yeah, there is always something. It seems like, but I sleep pretty well because I know I have a good team that's on top of it. That's what allows me to sleep well, and you have good business partners. The trucking companies and those folks that you've selected to be your partners. One of the criteria is are they adaptable and flexible and. And can they, provide the kind of backup that you need?
That makes sense. So we were talking about challenges, and we also talked about technology. Are there aspects to technology or trends that have emerged in supply chain that have made your job easier over the years?
Certainly. Yeah, no doubt. things like scanning, for example, barcode scanning. You think about, you know, going to a grocery store and, you know, scanning. Well, we've used that same technology now in our warehouses, distribution centers, you know, where we just scan a carton label, and we, because of, you know, EDI and the, you know, back and forth transactions that are going on behind the scenes between ourselves and our vendors, we can know exactly what's in that carton. We don't have to open it up and count it.
Is that what you did before? Yeah. I mean, that back in the day?
Back in the day, we would open that carton and count it manually.
And write it on a piece of paper.
And write it on a piece of paper, yeah, and wow, maybe go to a computer and log key it in. But
with punch cards?
Yeah, well, believe me, I know what punch cards are. I've been there. But, yeah, so that's just one example of the use of technology. And you can have overhead scanners and not even have people involved in the scanning. In our distribution centers, we can have a carton come off a truck and go onto the outbound truck without ever being touched by a human other than to stack it in the truck itself.
Wow. You know, well, I think it's interesting, you know, as consumers, we've gotten used to getting things immediately, especially when we shop online. And it's always interesting to hear about all of the technology behind the scenes that makes that speed possible.
Yes, it certainly. Today it's... you know, as you mentioned, you know, customers are expecting more and more higher levels of service, and it's a challenge, especially a, you know, smaller retailer like we are, that, you know, we don't have the margins that maybe some other retailers have to spend on technology. So we really have to be smart about how we spend our technology dollars, but the customer expectations to be able to track cartons and be able to get email alerts 3 times a day as to where their carton is, and is it going to be there at 9 o'clock tomorrow or 11 o'clock tomorrow? That's where we are now. And fortunately, the parcel carriers have been great, you know, partners in this and providing, you know, real time updates every time because they use scan technology. So. Mm-hmm. And they scan it in at every facility, every stop, and it's scanned under the delivery truck, and they know that the route's going to take 4 hours. And so it's certainly rocket science, getting much closer to it.
The amount of precision and just being able to track things, I find it amazing.
Well, you know, you get those notifications if you get a FedEx package or something. Mm-hmm. They say, well, you know, check the status. It says, you know, checked in here. On the truck, delivery maybe after 4 o'clock. I think that the next evolution of that is you're actually going to be able to GPS track the truck, which is
like find my friends, exactly. But for your delivery person.
For your package, yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't doubt that for a minute.
If I were somebody that was in school and I like this kind of thing, I think, because it's kind of like a jigsaw puzzle, putting things right together, making sure that it works, doing it in a lot of different ways, never knowing what the next day brings. Mm-hmm. What kind of person, if Steinmart were hiring somebody for the supply chain division, what are you looking for in somebody?
It's an interesting question because, you know, it's obviously, you know, a challenge these days is getting the right talent with the young people coming out of school and making sure they have what we're looking for. And, you know, basically you're looking for, you know, young folks that have high, you know, technology skills. They don't have to be programmers, certainly, but they have to be very adept at using computer skills and knowing, you know, hopefully they've done some actual network modeling type of work and have real experience from school with that type of activity. And engineering type of mindset and supply chain is just invaluable because there are so many processes, you know, throughout. You think about how a carton is moving, you know, from trucks and through warehouses and all these conveyors. And now today you have robotics coming into play. And you know, so we... certainly having that, you don't have to be an engineer per se, but kind of have that mindset of process improvement and continual improvement. And that's hard to identify, you know, when you're sitting and talking to a young person. But you can get kind of a feel for, you know, are they willing to dig in and you know, get down to that level of understanding, or are they kind of looking for a consulting job where they can just, you know, make big bucks, you know, day one. And you know, it's
a lot of those out there.
Yeah, you know, I'd
like to make big bucks on day one.
Yeah, I mentor a lot of students, or I have over the years. University of North Florida has a real nice mentor program for their supply chain program.
Oh, cool.
And so these, you know, young people that I mentor, I talk to them constantly about, you know, my philosophies, or, you know, just people that are willing to go the extra mile, and you know, they understand they have to work hard to achieve something, and you know, you look at their, you don't just look at their grades, you look at what they've done, you know, how many activities they've been involved in, how many clubs, and
thank God they don't look at the grades.
Yeah,
that's all I have to say.
Yeah,
so I love the idea of mentoring students. What is some of the advice that you give to people who are considering a career in supply chain? And what are some of the biggest lessons that you've learned in your career?
Yeah. Well, one thing I try to convince them is not to go into consulting right away. You know, I actually tell them that, because certainly consultants have a big, you know, place in our business world. But yeah, you know, I've seen so many times where, you know, a young out of school person goes to work for a consultant, and they sit and they just crunch numbers all day long, and they don't get a real feel for what the business is all about. They don't understand what the numbers mean.
Right.
And I try to tell these young people, you go to work for a company where you're doing actual logistics functions of some type, whether it's transportation or warehouse operations. You know, get a couple years of experience. Then if you want to become a consultant, go for it, you know. But and, you know, I also try to get them, you know, give them advice today that, you know, a graduate degree of some type is becoming more and more important. Again, I try to tell them, don't go and, you know, do it right away. You know, get a couple years of experience, and then, you know, decide if you want an MBA or you want a, you know, graduate degree in some other, you know, curriculum. And,
interesting.
I would think that, you know, when you talk about technologies too, everybody's talking about driverless trucks. And I'm sure that there's a lot of other technologies that are going to impact how product gets from point A to point B. But other than driverless trucks, are you seeing anything coming in the near future on that?
Well, there's the whole drone thing,
right,
you know, that
right.
Certainly is out there. And, you know, I don't, I'm I guess maybe a bit of a skeptic, and that I'm not sure I'll you know, see drones, you know, dropping packages on your doorstep, you know, every day. I just kind of envision this, you know, the whole sky being filled with drones, you know, taking
packages. It's like a weird movie.
Yeah, kind of a sci-fi type of thing. And
not a pleasant one.
No. And, but certainly there's a place for drones and some type of that activity. And even within facilities, you know, moving cartons within operations, drones and automated, you know, you know, vehicles, you know, that are robotic in nature. That's a huge, you know, because people, and you know, that's one of the challenges with truck drivers and with warehouse workers. You know, people aren't raising their kids to be truck drivers and warehouse workers. Right. So that labor pool is becoming more and more of a challenge. So that's where, you know, the robotics and the automated systems come into play.
Well, they can also make a big difference in that, like, sort of last mile of delivery. I was in downtown DC not too long ago, and I saw a little robot, like, just crossing the street by itself. And it was one of those, like, autonomous delivery robots taking, like, groceries
to
someone.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, the robots are coming.
You know, I saw like a commercial or something for a robot, and it was just cruising down the street. I was like, who's to say that somebody just doesn't pick that up and throw it in their car? I mean, I don't.
So I don't know what's scarier, the robot crossing the street by itself or the fact that I took a picture of it and tweeted it, and then the robot tweeted me back.
Really?
I posted a picture of it. I looked it up and I was like, oh, that's the robot company. They just responded to my tweet. I mean, like I said, look out for the robots.
Yeah.
I think they're smarter than we realize.
I think that idea of retiring on an island somewhere is getting better and better every year. Hey, Rick, if anybody wanted to learn more about Steinmart or opportunities at Steinmart, where would they go?
Well, we have a website, and, you know, there's a, you know, about us and careers at Steinmart tab on our website. So that'd be the starting point, is that. Great. Go there, sure. Yeah.
So we can't let you go without doing a segment of our program that we call Rapid Fire.
Okay.
So we're going to ask you a few questions, and then you have to answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. You don't get a lot of time to think about it.
Okay.
No pressure.
All right. Are these five words or less answers? Or,
you can use more than five words if you want. Okay.
All right, let's start. So, Rick, if you could be, if you could have any job other than the job that you currently have now, what would that be?
Wow. Well, the first thing that came to my mind fireman. I've always wanted to be a fireman.
All right. So, hey, I mean, excellent. My dad should not give up on that.
My dad was
fantasy.
A volunteer fireman, and I've always wanted to be a fireman.
All right. Is it just because you want a Dalmatian? Or?
No, because I like big red trucks.
I was going to say he likes trucks. You got to the second place.
Rick, what is the last thing you bought online?
A pair of running shoes.
All right.
So how do you unwind after a stressful week at work?
I like to go do a lot of jogging and hiking.
That's why you needed those running shoes.
That's right, exactly. I get up North Florida. We got a lot of great hiking trails, and I like to do that on Friday, Saturday, or the beach too. You know, of course, we have the beach. So
cool.
That's excellent. Rick, we can't thank you enough for taking the time to be with us today. It's a fascinating subject. I don't think people really put a whole lot of thought into what it takes to run a successful supply line, especially in e-commerce and all of the challenges we face today. So thank you so much for spending time with us.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
And I thank you all for listening to another episode of Retail Gets Real. We'll post more information about the topics we discussed today on our website, retailgetsreal.com. where you can also find links to other episodes. Subscribe to the show and give us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. We're also on Google Play and Stitcher. Jessica, always fun spending time with you.
It is a great deal of fun.
Thank you. And Rick, again, thank you for being with us.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Retail Gets Real, brought to you by NRF. For more information about the National Retail Federation, visit us online at nrf.com.